As the most holy liturgy itself reminds us today on this wonderful feast, terrible is this place. It is the house of God and the gate of heaven, and it shall be called the court of God. On this day, November the 9th, we celebrated, and we have celebrated for over 1,000 years, and before that on other dates, but over 1,000 years on this, the 9th of November, the Church celebrates the feast of the dedication of the most important church in the entire world. Indeed, it is the dedication of the Church of the Archbasilica of the Most Holy Redeemer and St. John the Baptist and St. John the Evangelist at the Lateran. This was the basilica that was given to Pope St. Melchiades by St. Constantine the Great, even before his own baptism. It was the palace of the emperor, and he gave it to the Pope and to the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus Christ, to become his basilica and to become the seat, the head of the church. As we enter the doors of this basilica, you read on the columns on the portico, "This is the head of all the churches of the city and of the world." And it is indeed the cathedral of the Supreme Pontiff of the Church, where after he has been elected by a conclave, even before he is crowned, he comes to the basilica to sit on the throne, which is the throne of the pontiff. Not of St. Peter, which is now enshrined in the giant reliquary of Gian Lorenzo Bernini in the apse of St. Peter's Basilica. But until the year about 1000 or so, this was the place where the Pope, in this church and in the palace adjoining it, which was much, much larger than it is today, recited and received everyone. It was there and in the dining room, which is across the street today, but it wasn't at that time, that he crowned the Emperor Saint Charlemagne, the Holy Roman Emperor of all of Europe. And so many, many wonderful things. Several councils have been held there, many other synods of great importance, and so it is the most important church of the whole world. And it is interesting that also on this day is celebrated the feast of La Real María de Almudena, La Real María, the Royal Mary of the Almudena. And this is now the Cathedral of Madrid in Spain. And she has been proclaimed by St. Pius X, the patroness not only of Madrid, but of Spain and of all her clergy. And it is very interesting, this very ancient image, most beautiful image of Our Lady, a smiling image of Our Lady, which is there throned behind the great altar of the cathedral, which is the new cathedral. The cathedral before was the Basilica of St. Isidore the Farmer, until this cathedral was consecrated by none other than His Holiness St. John Paul II in 1993. And she stands there, and all come to pay her homage and to celebrate Mass and beneath her face. It is also there that on the sides of the chapel where she is, which is way above the altar itself, it has to be reached by staircases, as is very often the case of many churches in Europe, and especially in Spain. It is there that the tombs of the queen mothers of the kings of Spain are buried, and especially in the last few decades. But it was at that time, in 1993, that St. John Paul wished to come to Spain. He said, to be the first pope to consecrate a church outside of Rome, cathedral outside of Rome, thus strengthening the ties which up to that time existed between the church in Spain and the church of the Holy Father. It is also the sad reality that this week the communists have once again won a general election in Spain. And so now Spain is officially a communist nation once again. And so I ask your prayers for Spain, that they may not succeed. They succeeded to do many, many evils and kill hundreds of thousands of bishops, religious, and priests in 1930s, especially 1936, and they wish to return to that. May the Blessed Mother stamp them out, and the power of St. Michael the Archangel throw them out once and for all from the church in Spain. And of course, this has happened particularly because of the great lack of preaching of the truth, even in social matters, of the Supreme Pontiff and of all the bishops, especially of Spain, who now are basically functionaries of a communist government. May God have mercy on us. Where they are now, we shall be soon. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.